How and why did you get involved with Chapel FM?
Heard about a new group that was starting up that kind of introduced you to a whole range of things like the radio and the tech and just new skills and just a new thing, really.
I thought it looked interesting and I didn't know what it was, and I don't know if it's going to be good unless I try it, so I thought I'd give it a go and I love it.
I originally got involved because I was going to start work experience here, so I thought it would be good to do one of the clubs, but I just think it's really fun.
Well, I got involved because my granddad actually works or has something to do with the church next door, and he was friends with Adrian. And plus, Chapel FM, or Eel FM, came to my school when I was in year one, and I was one of the people that did a broadcast, and I kept coming to events and I found out about Next Gen.
Well, I didn't have anything else to do in the radio. It sort of interested me, since that was what I listened to when we were in the car.
In about 2011, you came to our school, and you know, I found it really interesting, and I was like, I could do that. You know, it's something, like, I like being artsy kind of thing, you know, and creative, and this is just the place to do it, really.
You came into school and did sort of like a recruitment thing. I went to it, and I wasn't supposed to be there, but I went down anyway. And I think I dragged a couple of friends along as well, because I was too scared to go on my own, because I thought it sounded really good, and I thought it might help me with my confidence of not being able to speak to people, which it has, and me and my friends do it now. It's just great, really.
Can you tell me what Chapel FM means to you?
Just kind of a place to try new things, something unusual that not everyone does. You have to explain to everyone what Chapel FM is. It's quite an interesting thing to do, I suppose.
It means like a place to relax and chill out with your friends and to learn something new and interesting every day.
Chapel FM to me means a way to meet new people, and it's a place where you can try and succeed in different arts such as radio, drama, music. And I think it's a great way to like get out of the house and do something and just get involved.
It feels like it's a good place where I can contribute and actually, like, do something which means something.
Chapel FM is a place where I can be myself and have fun.
It means, like, just having a community around you to support what you want to do that's not, like, supported by schools or maybe family members. It's fun, and you know people who are, like, they're not necessarily like you, but they're really nice and accepting, and you can get on with them, and it's a lot of opportunities to do a lot of great different stuff.
And what does no bystanders mean to you?
For me, it kind of is like, if something ever happens, if you see something or if you're part of something, you're always going to be part of it and you're always going to contribute to it, or you're always going to be affected by it in some way.
It's a way of showing that the community does matter, and that there's a way of giving back.
To me, it's a project about getting people to not stand by and to take action on, and not let people who can't stand up for themselves and things like that. So standing up for people and taking action where action should be taken.
No bystanders. I think it gives people a voice. Like, people can express themselves while trying to help other people at the same time.
It means a chance to help people, which is always something I've been passionate about, and the idea of talking more about it suggests awareness, so a lot more other people can get involved in helping other people in lots of different ways, for lots of different reasons.
I've worked with a lot of disabled people over the past, and they should be treated as normal people. They are normal people, just a little bit different. It's not like they're any different. No one's perfect. No one can be perfect.
Takk. Ja, takk.